This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For the first time, a citizen of Saudi Arabia will be going to the University of Oxford as a Rhodes Scholar. Right now, she's working at the University of Michigan. Madge Abdelghany joins us now. First, congratulations on the Rhodes Scholar appointment.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited.
How were you notified? I mean, what was your reaction when you were notified?
We were all standing there, all the finalists. It was after the interviews. We did all the interviews in one day, and then after everybody was done, they gathered us around, and we stood in a circle, said a few words, and then they were like, and the scholarship goes to Miss.
That was nice. Crazy.
Yeah, it was
what do you think impressed them? What did you tell them about yourself or about your work?
It's hard to say. Afterwards, Mr. Charles Kahn, who is the previous warden of the Rhodes Trust, he said that I moved around the world a little bit, and throughout it all, I preserved my identity. So I think that might have something to do with it.
So when do you join your fellow Rhodes Scholar in England?
Should be October 2019.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right now you're working at a lab at the University of Michigan. What are you working on?
I'm working on studying RNA, which is a molecule similar to DNA, but unlike DNA, it actually goes out of the nucleus of the cell and has its own functions. Well, DNA has its own functions as well, but RNA, I would say, is more versatile. And I'm studying how its structure and function affects the cell physiology.
You know, I've only dabbled covering that particular subject, but I remember it so well because they were talking about hairpin RNA, and they were basically taking lightning bug luminescence and injecting it into corn. It was really,
weird. You could do a lot of cool things with RNA.
I got to take a second here. I want to play an audio clip, and this is from Radio Diaries.
Mm-hmm. A while back, we launched a contest with NPR to find a new diarist for our series Teenage Diaries. The idea was to find a completely unexpected story, someone we never would have come across on our own. And that's exactly what happened. We received close to 1,000 submissions from around the world. And in the end, we chose this one.
Hello, listener. This is Mist. I live in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And I turned 19 today.
That's you.
Yeah, it's me.
So you were chosen. Some people might be familiar with you because of the National Public Radio podcast and broadcast. You put it together as a podcast. They kind of reworked it, re-edited it, and turned it into Madge's Diary, 2 years in the Life of a Saudi Girl by Radio Diaries. How did your podcast and later that NPR broadcast affect you?
I think it changed my life. A lot of amazing things happened to me, and many doors opened to me because of that podcast. One of the things I can immediately think of is that my supervisor right now, Dr. Vivian Chung, who's amazing, reached out to me after listening to the podcast back in 2016, and now I'm working in her lab. So, and the impact that I feel like it had on many people around the world who reached out to me and said, hey, I could relate, even though they were from very different backgrounds and grew up very differently. I just like the feeling of making people feel connected, I guess. Yeah.
I want to talk about your life as a woman in Saudi Arabia. I mean, what we most often hear is that women are restricted, they're oppressed. What did you communicate to the public radio listeners about your experience as a young woman growing up in Riyadh?
I think I communicated my life for the most part. There are some aspects that were incredibly frustrating, like not being able to drive, which is now women are allowed to drive. And certainly you find a double standard in a lot of places. But I also communicated the fact that I was generally happy with my life. And I felt like a normal teenager, whatever normal means. You know, I had dreams and aspirations. And what I think doesn't reach the, I guess, Western perception as often is that, you know, be it a Saudi teenager or an American teenager, we all have sort of similar dreams and similar wants and desires, I guess.
Well, you finish your studies at Rhodes Scholar at Oxford. I'm wondering what's after that. I mean, that's pretty good accomplishment, but there's a life after that, right?
Yeah, I think it's just the beginning. I'm excited to take all the science I learned at Oxford and the skills as a leader that I pick up as a Rhodes Scholar and go back to Saudi Arabia and help improve things there. It's already changed a lot in the past just 10 years. And I'm excited to go back and help make things better, especially in terms of scientific research.
You're married, and you and your husband have been here in the United States going to school. You went to Iowa State, I think, for a while,
mm-hmm.
and the U of M. So You've kind of been going through this experience jointly. How's that working?
It's amazing. I feel like it really helped, actually. Going through graduate school itself is quite hard, but also moving to a different country and you know, just being newly married is all sort of an adjustment. But with my husband going through the same thing, graduate school as well with me, and you know, us being in the same sort of stages in our career, was really helpful and kept me sane.
Well, again, congratulations. Maj Alblughani is the first citizen of Saudi Arabia to be named a Rhodes Scholar. She's currently working in a science lab at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.